It's Thursday, April 3rd, and this is Brian with the Morning News. Give us 5 minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. President Trump on Wednesday announced far-reaching new tariffs on nearly all U.S. trading partners, a 34% tax on imports from China and 20% on the European Union, among others, that threaten to dismantle much of the architecture of the global economy and trigger broader trade wars. Mr. Trump said he was placing elevated tariff rates on dozens of nations that run meaningful trade surpluses with the United States, while imposing a 10% baseline tax on imports from all countries in response to what he called an economic emergency. The president used aggressive rhetoric to describe a global trade system that the United States helped to build after World War II. The action amounts to a historic tax hike that could push the global order to a breaking point. It kickstarts what could be a painful transition for many Americans, as middle-class essentials such as housing, autos, and clothing are expected to become more costly, while disrupting the alliances built to ensure peace and economic stability. In other news, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio travels this week to a gathering of top diplomats from NATO countries as the Trump administration reestablishes ties with Russia and escalates rhetorical attacks on longtime transatlantic partners. Allies are deeply concerned by President Trump's readiness to draw closer to Russian leader Vladimir Putin, who sees NATO as a threat amid a U.S. effort to broker a ceasefire in Ukraine. Recent White House comments and insults directed at NATO allies Canada and Denmark have only increased the angst, especially as new U.S. tariffs took effect against friends and foes alike. Mr. Rubio arrives in Brussels on Thursday for 2 days of meetings with his NATO counterparts and European officials, accompanied by newly confirmed U.S. Ambassador to NATO, Matt Whitaker. Around the world, Myanmar's ruling military government has announced a temporary ceasefire in operations against armed opposition groups to aid recovery efforts following Friday's devastating earthquake. For paying sympathy to the victims of the earthquake across the country, for providing the effective rescue operation and rehabilitation, the truce would last until April 22nd, state-run MRTV said. More than 2,700 people have died in Myanmar following the deadliest natural disaster to hit the country in years. Hundreds more remain missing, meaning the death toll is expected to rise. Amnesty International reported Tuesday that the military continued airstrikes in the days following the quake, citing testimony it had gathered from people on the ground. Meanwhile, South Korea's Constitutional Court is poised to rule Friday on whether to dismiss or reinstate impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol, and while this will determine his political fate, it doesn't mean the turmoil caused by Yoon's short-lived imposition of martial law is over. Over the last few months, millions of South Koreans have taken to the streets to rally for or against Yoon. Rival politicians have shaved their heads, launched hunger strikes, and filed a slew of lawsuits against each other. Whether Yoon's impeachment is upheld or overturned at the Constitutional Court, it will be difficult to make both sides accept its ruling, said Hong Sung-gul, a public administration professor at Seoul's Kukmin University. There is a high possibility that bigger chaos will follow. And Amazon has put in a bid to purchase TikTok, a Trump administration official said Wednesday. In an 11th-hour pitch, as a U.S. ban on the platform is set to go into effect Saturday. The official said the Amazon offer was made in a letter to Vice President J.D. Vance and Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. The New York Times first reported on the bid. President Trump on Inauguration Day gave the platform a reprieve, despite a law that had been upheld unanimously by the Supreme Court, which said the ban was necessary for national security. Under the law, TikTok's Chinese-owned parent company ByteDance is required to sell the platform to an approved buyer or take it offline in the United States. Mr. Trump has suggested he could further extend the pause on the ban, but he has also said he expects a deal to be forged by Saturday. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the Morning News. Share this with a friend and subscribe to us wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.